Sting's new album is a glimpse into the heart of winter. It's called If on a Winter's Night, and it's a collection of mostly traditional and a few modern songs about the season ahead. Now, I wouldn't call it a Christmas album, exactly, in the sense of Dear Bingle or Nat King Cole. The songs here remind us of a season that celebrates self-seeking, selfless love, and mystery as much as chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Consider this song.
A Zion hoary winter's night, you're shivering in the snow. Surprised I was with sudden heat, which made my heart to glow. And lifting up a fearful eye to view what fire was near, a pretty babe all burning bright did in the air appear.
Sting joins us now from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's nice to be here, Scott.
You really like winter, don't you?
I have a certain affinity with the season. I think it's an undervalued season. For me, it's the season of the imagination, of spirits, of ghosts in the chimney, frosts, snow. It has a lot of paradox in it, too. It's a season I look forward to. I love the central celebration of it, but also I'm aware that winter's a difficult time for a lot of people.
Yeah, and music becomes even a little bit more important sometimes.
I think so. I think it's a season of reflection. You know, we seem to need the winter to reassess ourselves, to hibernate, if you like, to seek home, to seek comfort, yeah, somewhere cozy, the church, the family home.
Now, please don't tell me that you go to some place in Santa Monica for winter.
No. Pretty traditional. I go back to my home in England. I live near Stonehenge. I have a 16th century house with a big fire, and I try and encourage as many of my kids to come, but they're all, you know, all over the world and grown up now. Mm-hmm. My dogs and my wife, who's very much a traditional Christmas lady, and we have a English traditional Christmas.
Now, you have your guitar there, I'm told.
We do.
And you also have Dominic Miller and mm-hmm. Ira Coleman, right?
Ira on double bass.
I gather they'll be joining you to play one of the songs here.
Yep. It's called The Snow It Melts As Soon As. It's from the 19th century, from the north of England.
Oh, the snow it melts the soonest when the winds begin to sing, and the corn it ripens fastest when the frost is settling. And when a woman tells me my fish will soon forget, before we'll part, I'll wager croon she's faint to follet yet. Or the snow it melts the soonest when the winds begin to sing, and the swallow skims without a thought as long as it is spring. But when spring goes and winter blows, my lassie, you'll be frail for all your pride to follow me across the stormy main. For the snow it melts the soonest when the winds begin to sing, and the bee that flew when summer shone in winter cannot sting. I've seen a woman's anger melt betwixt the night and morn. Oh, it's surely not a harder thing to tame a woman's scorn. Ooh. Set me to the stile and kiss and take your leave. I'll stay here till the curlew calls and the martlet takes his wing. Oh, the snow it melts, the soonest when the winds begin to sing.
Thank you. That was just beautiful.
Thank you.
And thanks to Dominic and Ira, too. Tell us about this song, how it first came into your life.
I didn't know this song, and I used some musicians from my hometown of Newcastle, and during the recording, I said, do you know any local songs? And they said, well, there's the snow that melts the soonest. I said, I don't know that song. Will you teach me? And in the folk tradition, I was taught the song. It was published in 1821 in a book called Songs of Northern England, maybe from the southern borders of Scotland. You know, it's questionable where this song comes from, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really startling. I sent the word out that we were going to talk to you and got some questions. Can I
sure.
try a few questions from our audience?
Sure.
Someone who identifies himself just as Kalo says, ask Sting about his children. Some are in the limelight. What advice has he given them? One of your sons is a musician.
My son is a singer songwriter, a band leader, and my youngest daughter is a recording artist too. Mm-hmm. What advice do I give them? It depends what I think they listen to. You know, I'm dad. Sometimes I have a strategy. I'll tell them the opposite of what I want them to do, and then they do that. You know, they've watched me as a musician, and they watch me practice every day, and they know I take my work seriously. And so I think they've taken that. They have a good work ethic about music, and music is a journey that never quite ends. And so there's always something new to learn. There's always more and more, you know, whether it's composition or harmony. It's an endless journey.
We have a nice comment from Bruce Florquist, who says, my twin granddaughters sang in Fields of Gold last week in their high school choir. Thank him for a beautiful song.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you. That's nourishing.
Do you hear from people?
I do. I get a lot of nice emails and personal relationships people have with songs and what it means to them and their lives. And that makes me very happy.
Can bad reviews get to you?
They can give you a very unpleasant breakfast, but it shouldn't disturb your lunch.
You still playing chess?
Yeah, I do. Dominic and I played a couple of days ago. I won.
Yeah, well, tell me about, I have read about this. In fact, was Dominic Miller in this one too? Were there five of you that played Garry Kasparov?
Yeah, we did. We did. We all played Garry. He was blindfolded. He still beat us.
Well, he beat all five of you, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He said to me, my job as a chess player is to crush your mind.
ooh.
And he did.
Yeah. After all these years of playing music, performing all over the world, what do you think music sets off in people?
Very strong emotions. People are affected deeply by it, as musicians are too. For me, it's my church. It's the way I connect to the world of spirit. I enjoy being in that church.
Sting, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sting, his new album, If on a Winter's Night.
All day we fought the ties between the North and the South.
And you can curl up with a nice warm cuppa and hear some of the songs from Sting's latest album, If on a Winter's Night, on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.